Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
It's Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with D and Z. I am Z and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy starts or green lights. And our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your top 3 fantasy starts this week, D?
All right, so first up, I've got, and I was clutch last week because I had Hampton and I had Genty. Hope everybody listened to me. So first up, I've got Alvin Kamara. He's playing against the sorry Giants in New Orleans. I expected these two tutties, 40 to 50 yards on the ground, 100, close to 100 receiving yards. For number two, I've got the Kansas City Chiefs defense. I like them playing against the Jaguars on Monday night in Jacksonville. I think the Chiefs are going to give the Jaguars a very, very hard time. And number three, I've got Ashton Genty. He was my start last week. He's my start this week. I think he keeps it going. What do you got, Z?
Good picks. Solid picks. I am going to start with Jonathan Taylor against the Raiders. Yeah. That's the Raiders are no good. It's amazing to me that the Raiders are no good, but they are no good. And I don't think Daniel Jones is going to do that much because Jonathan Taylor's going to have himself a day. Number two, Kyler Murray against the Tennessee Titans. The second baseman's going to have a pretty good day because the Titans are God fucking awful. It doesn't matter if it's Dortch. It doesn't matter if it's Marvin Harrison Jr. It doesn't matter if it's Trey McBride. Second baseman's going off this weekend. And number three, give me the Commies D against the Chargers. No Joe Alt. Pin your ears back. That could be very painful for Justin Herbert. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right. Well, first up, I've got the wide receiver on the Jacksonville Jaguars, Brian Thomas. I'm done, dude. I'm just so done with him. He can't be trusted. He went a whole month without scoring a touchdown.
Cheesy
reception. Yeah. Number two, I've got quarterback of the New York Giants, Jackson Dart. He was running last week. He was looking for contact. The Saints defense this week is going to be looking for him and looking for contact. No Malik Nabers. I would not start him. And number three, I've got the Baltimore defense. You could just drop them. They're not even worth keeping on your team. They're not worth carrying. They cannot be trusted. What do you got?
You're spot on with the Ravens at this point. Like, there's no point in starting their defense. You know what other defense you shouldn't be starting right now? And if you are starting them, that's a major problem. The New York Jets.
Oh, somebody started him in my league.
Ha! What? What? Yep. How many points did they? Zero. Okay.
Zero. Jesus. Not negative.
Fuck?
You just drop that nightmare.
What are you doing? And I don't want to hear from Sauce Gardner that they call the games differently because of the Jets.
Shut up. Trade your ass too.
Jesus Christ. And the Cowboys aren't even that good. The Cowboys are not that good. They're going to light your ass up. All right, they're going to light your fucking ass up. So sit Musa. The Jets, drop the Jets. I don't know. That's a major issue if you still have the Jets defense. Number two, I think Baker Mayfield's going to struggle this weekend against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game. It's a potential playoff matchup, but I think that Seattle defense plays, man. You got Big Cat. You have DeMarcus Lawrence. Although he was banged up a little bit, he might not be a go. But if they've got horses, out there in Seattle, and that might give Baker a little trouble. And number three, I'm not feeling Drake May against the Bills. I think the Bills are just humming on all cylinders right now. And I think Drake May going into Orchard Park is going to have a rough go of it on Sunday night. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNC. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.